Several historic preservation groups have expressed concerns about the renovations underway at the White House, including the Society of Architectural Historians. The chair of the group's Heritage Conservation Committee is on the line with us now. Priya Jain is an associate professor at Texas A&M University. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Your group issued a lengthy statement about your concerns. Can you briefly tell us the main ones?
Sure. When the news of the White House Ballroom Edition first emerged in July, we started hearing from our membership about concerns about the scale and the visual impact of the project to the existing and highly significant historic building. So we wrote a statement that called for more transparency on what exactly was going to be demolished, because there was some conflicting information regarding whether the East Wing would be demolished or simply added onto. So we asked for a more comprehensive review of both the demolition and the new construction. We also asked for impacts to the White House grounds, because the new building does extend significantly into the grounds. And finally, we asked them to consider the broader impacts this project is going to have on preservation projects across the country, being such a visible and highly significant structure.
So you mentioned a number of concerns about best practices being followed. For example, you note in the statement that there have been a lot of advances in historic preservation, restoring objects, restoring sort of architectural integrity and so forth. And you also mentioned the landscaping, the grounds. The question I have for you is, is it a legal requirement to follow these kinds of processes for a building as important as the White House? Or is it more of a custom or a courtesy or a sort of a, I don't know, like a professional standard? You see what I'm asking?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.